Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm sorry, Riggins was just telling us about this video he was watching right before we came on. How old is that lady, Riggins? She looks like she's in her 70s.
75? Yeah. 76? Yeah, there's it's this video of the on TikTok of a girl talking to her mother who's 75, and she goes, "Mama, you are not talking to the real Jelly Roll." She goes, "I am." He goes, "He would not be messaging you on Facebook about how old you are." She goes, "He said he's the real one. It's got his picture there and everything." "Mama, that ain't the real Jelly Roll." So be careful out there. I mean, they like to, scammers like to prey on older people, but it's usually like Brad Pitt or George Clooney. Those are the common ones that you hear a lot of. But Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is one of the most beloved celebrities right now.
So, yeah.
Come along in a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to give myself credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Of course. Of course. Would,
because I brought Jelly Roll to the main. What do you call it? The mainstream.
Yeah.
Way before he was ready.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Is there a celebrity that could contact Jody, a fake celebrity that could contact Jody? And even though part of her head knows that it's not real, she'd be so excited that she would respond back. Like, is there one?
Yeah.
Who would it be?
Yeah, Lainey Wilson, probably.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I love her.
Jody, I mean, just loves Lainey Wilson.
Well, my afternoon is set. I need to create a fake Facebook page of Lainey Wilson. "Hey, girl, I heard you like my music."
And you're from Louisiana, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did they grow up anywhere near each other?
No. Lainey Wilson actually is from a part of the state closer to where I'm from, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, look, she's closer to the Duck Dynasty people, I believe.
All right.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. Yeah. It's a tiny, tiny town.
Yeah.
Where she's from. But yeah, and I'm trying to think any others that she just.
Like Tim McGraw?
No,
she. I know she loves Tim.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't like him. He's too liberal.
A good one to pull off with Jody would be Craig from Southern Charm. She loves him. He doesn't have enough star power to make him super famous.
But she's met him and talked to him several times.
Yeah.
And she would know right away that it's not him because she talks about what a big talker he is.
Yeah.
And when he meets fans and stuff, he talks to them for 30 minutes.
Forever.
He's just a talkie-talker.
She loves Craig.
And she does love Craig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so does my daughter. My daughter, likes Craig more than my wife does.
Oh, really?
Sewing down south.
Yeah. Sewing down south. Yeah. That's right.
But I don't know if there's another celebrity that maybe Mark Wahlberg. Jody loves Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about one of the seven little Johnstons? If they reached out to her and said, "Hey, Jody, I know you liked our show. I'm your favorite little person."
No. It's me, your favorite little person.
Yoo-hoo.
I don't think she'd fall for that one.
You don't think? Okay.
No.
Yeah, she's pretty quick.
But she loves Lainey Wilson so much that she would want to believe that it's Lainey Wilson.
Yeah. That's funny.
God, if you could just create a fake Lainey Wilson account and then repost something that Jody posts.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She reposted my Facebook, my Instagram story.
That would be so funny.
It's like whatever statistics you shared with Jody about one of our posts about our podcast that where she was talking about when she leaves the house, it's not too cold, not too hot, you know, all of that stuff. She was bragging about how many hits or views that that got. Oh, yeah. Riggins told me.
I love that.
Like, all right.
She's a social media star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. And he knew that was going to be repeated to me the same way that it's being repeated. Well.
Well, I did email everybody. You know, yeah. I emailed the whole company just to let them make them aware of it. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if Lainey Wilson reposted that, she'd be like, I told you, Regan said that was a huge deal.
Love it. Love it.
All right. Hang on. In case you missed the replay from yesterday, is coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin. You want to protect your face this summer. And Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So yesterday, Riggins was telling us about an influencer whose dog had declined in health, and she's about to put the dog down. And the steps that she took before the dog was put down, which I think is awful when you put down a dog. It hurts their feelings.
Yeah.
Stop putting them down.
Yeah. Lift them up.
Yes. But the steps that she took before the dog was put down and what happened to her is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
28 years old. Her name is Shay McCracken.
Oh.
Really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She's on TikTok. She's got two Basset Hounds. One of them is 12 years old. It just passed away. Said it lived a great life. With the family, but dog was getting tired and they made the call to put it down. Before they put it down, she said, I want to contact a pet psychic. She had never done that before. She said, I want to find out before we put him down, his final thoughts. So she makes a bunch of phone calls. She talks to one pet psychic. She says they didn't really know the dog, weren't really given any information that would make me think that she really did have this ESP or whatever they call it, until she got to the next woman who was a legitimate pet psychic. And she said, I know all about this dog. The letter B is coming to mind. She goes, oh my gosh, we have another dog named Bruin. That's probably what you're referring to. And she goes, and I'm seeing the number 17. And then she goes, well, I don't know. That doesn't mean anything to me. But here's where it gets sick. She's like loving it. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm hearing my dog's final thoughts. The pet psychic ends with, the dog believes that you like the other one better. And you paid more attention to the other dog. So now she's going, oh, well, that maybe there, he only thinks that because I featured one of them more in my TikTok video, so I didn't give him as much attention. Mm. She's actually giving credence, you know, giving yeah. thought to this pet psychic that's left her with these kind of harsh words. That would crush me, even knowing that it's not real. I'd go,
even
what do you,
knowing
why would you
it's
say
not
that?
Real?
No, I don't think they're real.
No, that's I'm what saying, she said. Even if you know it's not real, it'd still hurt your feelings. Because I'd be like, get out of here.
Who? I've just paid you, and that's
why are you trying to make me feel this way?
Right. Yeah. I'm paying you to
It's worse that it isn't real, and she's doing that because she's just trying to make you feel guilty about something.
Yeah. It's like saying, oh, and your dog was also, you know, maybe a Nazi or something. It's like, why would you say that? What is that helping?
Yeah, your dog thinks that you are the worst human that it ever came in contact with.
Exactly. I'd probably sue her.
Now, off you go. But then again, do you look at it like it's she, you know, that's what she gets.
Maybe.
For participating in that idiocy to begin with.
Yeah. My dog's final thoughts. I want to hear his final thoughts.
If you seriously are looking up a pet psychic, stop and just reevaluate yourself. You know, wait a minute. What am I doing? I lost track of reality here. I was actually looking for a pet psychic and believing in them.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do the pet psychic, but.
Oh.
Please. I don't think.
You don't think. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Liqueur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order. All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hyatt.
Sconi's spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
The TJ and Riggins Show is new at 7 a.m. Eastern each weekday morning and available most anywhere you watch or listen to shows. YouTube, podcast platforms, streaming and radio station sites are all now at our media center at tjriggins.com. It works just like an app, easy to navigate, and you'll get everything right there on one page. All the podcasts, all the videos, all the great deals you can take advantage of as a member of the radio family. The TJ and Riggins Show is right there in your hand. Learn how to add it to your phone's home screen at tjriggins.com/add.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I can't stand those YouTube prank people that just run up to people and, you know, whatever the prank is, they're just harassing people in public.
I hate that.
And you've seen it end terribly a couple times. That guy in the mall that was at the food court and ended up shooting one of the YouTube, you know, quote unquote pranksters, shot him right there in the mall.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it has ended terribly, but I think it's like, you're playing a dangerous game there where you run up to people real aggressively and pepper them with whatever question or prank you're trying to pull.
It's like, I've always had a problem with people's style of comedy affecting other people.
Yeah.
You know, people that they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, strangers who are just minding their own business and whatever. That's why I don't like clowns and mascots.
Yeah.
Because they drag other people. But at least in their situations, people have shown up where they know clowns and mascots are going to be.
Yeah. They're
sort of a street prankster.
Yeah. The guy that was throwing stuffed animals at people in Walmart, like hiding in the toy bin and just pelting them with, and then they hide back down in the thing. That, like, this is just not right.
Mm-hmm.
All that being said, I saw a prank on YouTube over the weekend that I think is the funniest prank I've ever seen of this nature. And it's real simple. A guy goes, a guy goes to an RV park, and there's all these luxurious RVs around lined up. And it's a lot of old people. And he goes and knocks on people's RV doors. And he goes, hey, can I take a dump in there?
Oh, my God.
And the old person is usually caught off guard. And they go, no, you can't do that. Sometimes it's women. They're like, yeah. I have to go get my husband. Hold on. And then the husband will come. He's like, can I use the bathroom in there? And the guy says, no. And he goes, what am I supposed to do? Poop in my pants? It's so dumb. It's so dumb, but I love it.
Wasn't there an Uber driver, though, that needed to use the bathroom in somebody's house that they were dropping food off to, and they wouldn't let him? But it wasn't a prank. It was for real.
And really?
Yeah, it was it was either an Uber Eats or, you know, one of those.
Yeah, like a food delivery driver?
Uh-huh.
And he asked to use the bathroom.
Right, and said, I have to do that.
Did he really?
Yeah, my stomach is upset. I need it. I really need it.
Did they let him in?
No.
Oh, they didn't?
No, it was a woman. And, you know, she's like, I'm not just letting a guy I don't know just come into the house.
Oh, yeah, that's different when it's a woman. Would you let a guy in if he was a delivery driver and he asked to use your toilet?
I'm not sure. That's why, you know, I avoid all that and just never go to the door.
Well, yeah, that's the best thing to do. This has happened to me, though. I had just had Delilah. I was at home. Kyle was not home. A girl, she was probably 16 years old, knocked on my door with her friend and said, I really have to use the bathroom. I was in the neighborhood, and I really have to use the bathroom. So I let her in.
Oh, you did?
Stupid. I mean, thinking back, they could have, you know, stolen thing, you know, but
they could have pulled a gun on you, and then the men come from around the corner into the house and just take it everything. Yeah.
But she was almost in tears, and I know how it feels to have to go to the bathroom, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I was like, come on in, girl. I got you. And I had a newborn. Like, it was not smart.
And you let the friend in too?
Yeah. But I could have taken them. Now, if they had guys with them, no, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your country strong girl could have just taken them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right but after having a baby.
Yeah.
Still on a donut.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. This is a question just for Lindsay. So you boys, as much as you want to answer it, Rob, don't shout out the answer. Lindsay, do you know who Charizard is?
Yeah.
If somebody said the name Charizard, do you know what that is?
I do. I know it from Rob.
Okay. So it's Pokemon. It's probably the most famous Pokemon character, right? Pokemon's character.
Yes. I remember him saying that.
Okay. Well, a flaming hot Cheeto that looks like Charizard just sold at an auction.
Okay.
No.
I'm intrigued.
So, let's see. It's a place in Georgia called First and Goal Collectibles. It went viral last spring after posting a video of this flaming hot Cheeto Charizard. They said they've been hanging on to it for about 5 years. It's 3 inches long, and they framed it to look like a trading card. An online auction site listed it last month with a starting bid of $250. For a Cheeto.
A Cheeto?
For a Cheeto.
Okay.
But that was the starting bid. The person who bought it, who won the auction, ended up paying close to $88,000 for it. Because the winning bid was $72,000. But then when you tack on the auction fees and all of that other taxes, all that kind of stuff that you have to pay, $88,000.
So, is it in kind of like a shadow box?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, okay.
It's framed onto a trading card looking thing and then in a shadow box.
My question is, when this molds and falls apart, what are you
I don't know crying? That it, I don't know that it will. I think that the way it's It may be preserved in there, but still, I mean, it's a Cheeto.
$88,000 for a Cheeto.
That's a Pokemon
character. I thought $250 was bad.
I did too. Yeah. I was like, what? It's got to, what, $400?
That's why I set y'all up for it that way. See?
$88,000 for a Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Rob, how much would you pay for that?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, he wouldn't be into that.
Oh.
But that's not something you look at as an investment, is it? Because you're not going to resell that to anybody and make a profit from it, right? That's just got to be something for your benefit. Who's going to buy it for more than $88,000?
Who even someone thought you'd spend stupid. That? I don't know. Maybe it is an investment. I mean, I wouldn't have any idea.
All right.
That's sad.
So, Lindsay, it's a guy, you're single, and he's got enough money to pay $88,000 for something at an auction. And then you find out it's a Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon because he's such a big Pokemon fan. Does that turn you off any?
I'm never speaking. I'm ghosting him. Never speaking to him again.
Really?
Yes. You have poor money management. I don't care how much money you have. It's terrible choice. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're not a fan of Pokemons then. Okay.
Or any Cheeto shaped as anything for $88,000.
Unless it's a Cheeto shaped like a Cheeto. That's the only one that has value to you.
Right. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hello. Lindsay, as a mother, you are a mother, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Crazy mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are. Mm-hmm. Now, when your firstborn, Delilah, we'll call her, mm-hmm. when she started growing up and becoming more into the toddler phase and everything, did you miss the baby phase of having a little infant?
No, because when she was a toddler, I did have mm-hmm. another. So I was just like sick of newborns.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a mother, I think she's in Australia, and she had a baby named Ophelia. Mm-hmm. And then when Ophelia got to be a toddler, she missed all of the baby stages and the infant stuff and everything. So she became a mother again to Forrest. So now she's raising Ophelia, who's two, and Forrest, who is an infant.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. However, Forrest will forever be an infant because it is a quote unquote reborn doll.
No.
I know a bit about these.
Yeah. I don't know anything and I'm scared.
Yeah, so she missed that, you know, the mothering of a baby. So she went and bought a baby doll, and now Ophelia has to pretend that baby is her little brother, Forrest. And the mom pretends to give Forrest a bottle and changes diapers and pushes him around in a stroller.
He cries. I mean, is it one
I'm
of those
sure,
that
yeah, it looks realistic? It
they look, they're very realistic, ultra realistic.
Oh no,
yeah. They're really popular on the internet. They even do conventions for people that are mothers to reborn dolls.
Are any of those in U.S. America, Brother Riggins?
There, I believe most of them are.
All right, well, we got to get to one of those.
Well,
if I have to take out another mortgage on my house to pay for a luxurious trip to that conference.
Yeah.
I want to go see that.
Yeah. Walking through the hotel lobby of like a Holiday Inn and there's like hundreds of these reborn dolls, like in strollers
I'm
and stuff.
I'm going to have to drug myself to go. I can't. Well, mentally, I'm not. I can't.
Oh, yeah. We should just go and broadcast the whole show from there whenever they have it.
It's like a horror movie. I mean, really.
And how are people not standing out there who are mental health professionals, you know, trying to help those people? Because obviously they've got a screw loose.
Well,
is this company?
This is a sensitive subject. I know. But if you,
how's it a sensitive subject?
Because a lot of the people that get the new reborn dolls have suffered miscarriages and things like that.
Yes.
And the way of dealing with it is that they get these reborn dolls.
Right. But it's also they need help, counseling, and therapy through pretending like a doll is a person.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. For their own good,
yeah.
They need doctors out there trying to help. And they'll say, well, the doctor gave me the real doll and the reborn doll.
Yeah.
Real dolls are sex dolls.
That would be nice. Yeah,
the reborn doll to, as a therapeutic method of dealing with what I'm going through. But if a doctor told you to use a doll and have it as a what in place of a real baby and for you to continue to act like that's a real baby for a long, long time, then you need a new doctor. And,
yeah.
And that one needs to probably, I don't know, in my opinion, go to penitentiary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know these things.
Yeah.
I'm a radio person. Yeah. I'm the expert.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Go to tjriggins.com/deals and you can go to the Cozy Earth website there and order the bubble cuddle blanket. But I think they should just go ahead and rename the TJ bubble cuddle blanket because I've sold more of those for them than anybody in the world ever in the history of the company.
I can't believe it.
So you get a 41% discount on anything Cozy Earth when you use the code TJ. If you haven't looked at Cozy Earth stuff, I know it doesn't sound like something that I would be involved with because it's very very liberal sounding, and I think it is a liberal company. I mean, it's part of Oprah's favorite things. You know? however, I'm smoking the okra in the sales, I think. Of all time.
Are you?
Which is impressive.
I think so, yeah. So tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ when you check out, 41% off of all their stuff. This is a quick story. The story is about this couple, these people in Arkansas, and it was a married couple. They got divorced, decided that they were better off as friends. He remarried. He had three kids with the first wife, and then now he has three kids with the second wife. The two wives, the ex and the current wife, have been best friends now for years. They became best friends. And the headline reads, I'm best friends with my ex-husband's new wife. We're so close, we wax each other. Okay. So they're close. But here's the thing. I'm going to read the names of all six children, and y'all tell me what race these people are.
Okay.
Oh, this will be fun.
Mm-hmm. So the first three children in the first marriage were Brody, Briley, and Brantley. And then the new kids with the new wife. Let's see where they are. Hold on. Okay, here they are. Brooks, Brady, and Briar.
Whoa.
They can't be white. I mean, it's just, they can't.
You're right. They are Hispanic. No, yeah. I'm kidding. They, their names, though, are Haley, Josh, and Morgan. So, I mean,
Josh and Morgan.
as white names as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in Magnolia, Arkansas. So here's the thing. I bet my sister-in-law knows them.
Yes.
Because my brother and my sister-in-law live in Magnolia, Arkansas. And my sister-in-law is the biggest busybody in town. I mean, knows. Not. I don't mean busybody. I mean, she's the most, you know, connected socially in town.
Sure.
She knows
she's
kind of
like the mayor.
She's a hustler. Yeah, she owns a couple of businesses that are in different areas of, you know, meaning they're not the same type of business. One's completely opposite than the other. She's a real estate. I mean, the whole thing. So I bet you she knows this family. Now, is it weird that all of the kids from the second marriage have to have names like the kids in the first marriage, right? That's kind of weird.
Yep.
And the women look alike, the two women. So I'm thinking this guy.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's got a thing, you know, a hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Haley, Josh, and Morgan.
Happy
family.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. the most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Ben Affleck is trending this morning because this video has surfaced on a bunch of the tabloids that show him getting hugged up on his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, not Jennifer Lopez, his most recent ex-wife. So they were out celebrating their kid's birthday together. Has he not learned a lesson? Like, maybe you just go find somebody new.
Not named Jennifer.
Not named Jennifer, not somebody you've already been married to and divorced.
Right.
They're all a bunch of freaks, Riggins. All of them. Her, Jennifer Garner, too. She's a weirdo.
People love
her. She may be a little bit nicer than he is or than Jennifer Lopez is, but she's still a weirdo freak.
You think?
I know.
She gardens. You know, she's got her own, like, farmer's market. She's in all those commercials plugging her farmer's market or whatever it is.
Well,
she's weird.
That doesn't mean she's not a freak.
I mean, something's got to be wrong with both of the Jennifers for,
something.
Something.
Or is it him? Is he just, like, that impressive?
All three of them. He's a weirdo freak. You know, just trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All three of them are trashy. They ought to be trashy together. They ought to be sister wives. Just trashy.
Even knowing somebody's like shortcomings, could you be bowled over if they're so charming and so handsome or so, you know, so attractive?
Maybe. I could. Not me.
I could. I've got a backbone that's like just like a plastic straw. It's nothing. There's nothing there.
It's Gumby.
It is. It really is like a gummy bear. Today's Ash Wednesday, so you're probably going to see a lot of people walking around with ashes on, depending on where you live. But today's Ash Wednesday and is the start of Lent, so a lot of people giving up things as well.
What do people in the Catholic Church, Riggins, call somebody who just goes around, they don't go to Mass very often, but then they want to run around with their ashes on their head?
Yeah, right. The A&Ps, ashes and palms. Okay. So they go on Ash Wednesday and Palm Sunday because you get something.
Right.
You get ashes or you get a little palm cross.
That's funny.
Right.
Or the C&Es is the other one.
Yeah, we have the CEOs, the Christmas Easter only crowd.
Yeah. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
It exists no matter where you go.
That was Kyle. He grew up Catholic and only went certain times.
A couple times a year. Yeah. And then the ratings for the Oscars came out yesterday. They were down 1% from last year. They lost, I think, like 14 million viewers or something. So I don't know how much ratings the Oscars normally get, but it was down. And I thought that made sense.
Yeah,
I think people are so over Oscars, especially just award shows in general.
And celebrities, crazy, maybe. Trashy celebrities. Normal people don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah, maybe. Well, then I'm out of topics.
That's it.
No, nothing else.
No, I mean, they don't want to hear them being preached to anymore by trashy celebrities.
I get it, too. Who wants to be, like, talked down to in some of those celebrities? I heard Adrian Brody went on for 6 minutes in his acceptance speech.
Yeah, longest ever, I think.
Yeah.
God. Oscars acceptance speech.
I didn't know he's with Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife.
Yeah, and those are Harvey Weinstein's kids that he said something about from the thing.
I didn't know.
To her and her kids and whatever, those are Harvey Weinstein's kids.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all. It was a weird thing to shout out in a speech. Like, I don't know, but.
Who's having kids with Harvey Weinstein?
Right. Exactly.
Somebody that wants some money.
Yeah. There's a great new show on Netflix. You might have seen it. Big celebrity stars in it, but there's one interesting plot line in this show that I don't think anybody's going to agree with. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So there's a new show on Netflix. It's called Running Point. Have you watched this yet?
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it yet.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the preview, but.
Okay. Y'all have seen everything. So I never know who's seen what.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of a comedy, right?
It's a comedy starring Kate Hudson, who, she's Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah.
And she's hot. I always thought Kate Hudson was so hot.
Yeah, she's cute.
But anyway, it's a show, and she basically takes over her family's professional basketball team. So it's kind of modeled after the Lakers situation. You know, it's all family run, and now the daughter runs it. So she kind of plays this young woman who's kind of grown up privileged, and now she's running and all the drama that comes with managing a professional basketball team. And it's good. It's pretty funny and, you know, stupid. You know, you just watch it and cruise through it. But one character in there is doing something called family nesting. Do you know that term? Have you ever heard of that term? Apparently it's very popular, and I thought it was just in California, but family nesting refers to when a couple gets divorced, the kids stay in the home, in the marital home, and then the parents just
go in and out.
Yeah, they like rotate in and out of it, and they treated it like it was some sort. So I had to like look it up, and there's another word used for it. It's called bird nesting.
Yeah.
So family nest, bird nesting, whatever. But it's not just in California. I thought this was like wacko, you know, California stuff. Yeah. But people in Minnesota, people in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, I saw stories from all these people talking about doing this. Can you imagine?
Well, it's to keep the kids from having to pack up every other weekend and go, or every other week and go stay at the other parents' house. So they get to maintain some stability, you know, with their home life in their home. And the parents, who are the ones that decided to get divorced, have to be inconvenience to move in and out depending on whose week it is or whatever.
That's exactly yeah. how it works.
I kind of, when you say it like that, it's more agreeable in my head, but it's too much work. I'd almost be like, just forget it, we're not getting divorced.
Yeah. Can you possibly see that working, TJ? I mean, you were kind of talking about it like it's a good thing because it's stable.
I'm for anything that keeps the kids from having to go through a lot of stuff because the parents decided they were going to split.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, and this may come as a surprise for me because it does sound like a Hollywood wacko liberal kind of thing.
Kind of.
But in those situations, if it keeps the kids from being disrupted more, I'm for that because it's the parents who made the decision, not the kids, to split up. So they should be the ones to have to work around it.
Absolutely.
One family I saw, a husband, or ex-husband, he said, the only problem is it doesn't allow for easy, it doesn't allow us to easily move on.
Yeah.
Because when you finally find somebody you're interested in and you start telling them about the dynamic of the way you're living, it freaks people out, especially when you're already an adult, with or without kids.
So the adult needs and wants and all that are secondary. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't even matter. So what? You can't go find somebody new. So what?
Yeah.
Do with the kids, or what's best for the kids.
Yeah, because they didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
Would you be able to pull this off?
Oh, no. I would just say, let's just stay together till the kids move out, because I'm not packing up a bag every other weekend, I'll tell you that.
Not unless you're going somewhere fun.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.